Welcome back to another episode of Sparkle and Shine, your weekly dose of clean living inspiration and heartfelt community connection. I'm your host, Layla, and I'm so glad you're here with us today. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the recent wildfires and dedicate this episode to someone very special. So first, about the wildfires. Wildfires have affected so many families here in Los Angeles, and while the worst may be over, the impact will be felt for months and years to come. We're doing our part by offering priority scheduling and flexible, affordable packages for families and businesses affected by the wildfires. That includes smoke damage. And we're also partnering with local shelters to create cleaner, healthier spaces for displaced individuals. Let's continue to keep our hearts open to those in need. Small gestures, whether donating, volunteering, or offering support, can make a huge difference. We've included some links in the show notes to organizations providing direct aid. Now, before we get into our main topic, and forgive me as I struggle through this section, I'd like to take a moment to dedicate this episode to someone, to a very special member of our family, our beloved cat, Augie. He was the littlest of our bunch, and he passed away last night. Augie wasn't just a pet. He was a companion, a troublemaker, and the heart of our home. He was a stray that wandered into our house one day and just decided we were his family. I remember the time Augie knocked over a plant and then proudly sat in the dirt like he accomplished something monumental. Or some evenings we would sit for dinner as a family and he would hop onto the table and just like steal a piece of chicken off of my plate. He brought laughter, love, and yeah, plenty of messes into our lives. Even though cleaning up after him was sometimes a challenge, it was a labor of love. And it's those moments, the little quirks and the big personalities that make our pets unforgettable. Augie's favorite spot was this triangle-like bed vase thing my dad made for him. It sat in a sunny patch right in the living room, and he'd curl up there and nap for hours. Sometimes I'd come home and the chair that I sit on to record these podcasts, he would have stolen the chair and I'd squish him aside and he'd share the seat with me for hours. The whole home will hold a little piece of him and we'll cherish. I'm torturing myself here. These moments are memories that I'll cherish forever. If you've ever loved and lost a pet, you know the profound impact they have on our hearts and homes. So, Augie, August, Augustine, Augiver, whatever we called you, this episode is for you. Okay, enough tears. Here we go. Now let's turn to our main topic, how to keep your home sparkling through the winter. Now, even though we don't have snow or rain, really, in Los Angeles, the rest of the country absolutely does. The rest of the world deals with real winter. And winter can be tough on homes. Between muddy boots, chilly weather, and the tendency to hunker down indoors, it's easy for things to feel less than fresh. Especially after December, when you're not really hosting as much anymore. So, you know, things kind of fall to the wayside. But with a little effort and some helpful tips, you can maintain a cozy, clean and inviting space all season long. Mud and moisture are winter's worst offenders. A great solution is to set up a, quote, mud station by the door. This could include a durable doormat, a boot tray to catch dripping water, and a small basket for gloves and scarves. Don't forget to remind everyone, politely, of course, to take off their shoes at the door. If mud does sneak onto your carpets, don't fret. Blot, don't rub, with a clean cloth and call in the professionals if needed. It's better to address stains early than to let them set in. Now, another thing to consider is that windows closed and heaters running, winter air can get stale fast. To combat this, consider investing in a quality air purifier to trap allergens and odors. Make sure you're cleaning your HVAC filters regularly. And you can even use natural scents like a simmer pot with cinnamon sticks and orange peels to keep the air fresh. Last year, I started spritzing my furniture with a homemade lavender and eucalyptus spray. Not only did it freshen up the space, but it also became part of my evening routine, a little act of self-care that made my home feel even cozier. Now, as we mentioned, winter is harsh on your floors. From wet footprints to abrasive road salts, it's easy for hardwood and tile to take a beating. If you lay down mats or rugs in high traffic areas and make sweeping or vacuuming a daily habit, that will certainly help to reduce that beating. One quick tip, place a small towel near entrances so that you can wipe up any puddles immediately. It's a simple step that can save your floors from lasting damage. Now, real quick, I just want to bring up the family business. This episode is brought to you by JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care. As a family-owned business right here in Sherman Oaks, we're passionate about helping you maintain a clean and comfortable home. Whether it's carpet cleaning, wood floor refinishing, or tile and grout restoration, we're here for you. Visit us at jpcarpetandfloorcare.com or call 818-263-9314 to schedule your next service. JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care. We'll treat your home like family. Okay, now continuing on, winter is also a perfect time to declutter. So if you go room by room and ask yourself, do I really need this? And donate or recycle the items you no longer use. Not only will you create more space, but you'll also feel lighter and more organized as you head into the new year. Last week, I tackled the pantry and discovered a bag of hot cocoa that had somehow gotten lost behind the pasta. Little surprises make the process that much fun, more fun, and rewarding. And finally, create a winter-specific cleaning routine. Focus on tasks that make your home feel warmer and more inviting. So, for example, on Mondays, make dust light fixtures and shelves. On Wednesdays, wipe down baseboards and vacuum your rugs. On Fridays, deep clean one high traffic area, like the living room or kitchen. In my family, we set up Sundays as our cleaning day, where the first thing you do when you get up is you tidy your room and then you go find something to clean. I'm quite partial to polishing glass and stainless steel because it's simple and easy and it makes things look beautiful. A cozy home isn't just about aesthetics. It's about creating a space where you truly feel comfortable. And following all of these tips will help you keep your home fresh, clean, and take away some of that anxiety from seeing a mess around you. Now, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to thank you for spending time with us. Whether you're helping wildfire victims, cherishing memories of a beloved pet like Augie, or simply finding joy in maintaining a clean and cozy home, every small effort adds up to something beautiful. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend and leave us a review. And remember to visit our sponsor, JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care, for all your cleaning needs. Thank you for joining me on Sparkle and Shine. Until next time, keep your home and your heart sparkling.